Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres, every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1, here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio worldwide. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. My sincere intent is always to bring you the loving messages and information from the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. I want to mention we have a special guest tonight. And before I introduce her, in previous shows, I've talked a little bit about how the angels recommend using essential oils. Sacred oils will help to open you to the possibility of receiving God's healing grace in your life. Our special guest tonight, her name is Allison Stillman. She goes by Allie. And Allie is a renowned aromatic alchemist and an expert on the historical use of essential oils in religious and spiritual ceremonies. Her new book is called The Sacred Art of Anointing, and it offers a comprehensive guide to anointing as practiced in the ancient temples of Egypt and describes how to anoint for love, abundance, and optimum health. The Sacred Art of Anointing is a result of many years of research and practical experience that Allie has with essential oils and anointing. She has traveled the world anointing and sharing her love and knowledge through workshops and private sessions. Her website is romancingthedivine.com if you want to check that out during the break. We will be opening the lines after the break so you can call in with your questions and for your angel message. And now I would like to introduce Allison Stillman, or Allie. Welcome, Allie, to Angels Are Near Us.
Thank you so much for having me this evening, Linda. I'm really happy to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I'm really excited, you know, because I love essential oils. I usually use them in my angel practice. And so when I heard about you, I said, how interesting that Allie works on this and for so many years. So can we just start by you telling us, what are the essential oils, Allie?
Well, essential oils are the volatile liquid components of plants, flowers, trees, grasses, roots, seeds. And they're the essence or the soul consciousness of those plants, and they're generally steam distilled, which is a very involved process to extract those oils out of the plant. And the oils are very much like the blood in humans in that they contain information for the plants. They contain hormones and phytohormones, and they tell the plant when to flower, when to go to seed, when to produce more oil. If there's little rain, they need more water, more protection from the sun. So they're full of all kinds of different information, much the way that blood is for us. And when they're extracted with very exacting formulas through this process of steam distillation, you're able to maintain the live molecules of the plants. And within those live molecules are hundreds of chemical properties that have the ability to kill off bacteria, viruses, anti-inflammatory, antifungal. They have sedative properties. They have stimulating properties depending upon the essential oil and the way it's used.
Oh, my gosh. So what is anointing then, Ellie?
Anointing is the use of an essential oil in a ceremony or a rite whereby the oil is used to rub on someone or something to consecrate it. And when we consecrate something, we're making or declaring something sacred and divine.
That is incredible. So, because I just wanted you to make the distinction, because I know that essential oils, you know, how it affects our body, our mind, and our emotions. But what you do in your anointing ceremonies, do you apply the oils?
Yes, I do. This has all been a divinely guided journey for me. And I actually work with a whole posse of the angels when I do the work that I do. And I feel like I get out of the way and I let the angels come in and do the work through me. And they tell me, they talk to me, they tell me, okay, we want a combination of frankincense, sandalwood, myrrh, patchouli, whatever the combination is. And we want you to anoint the knees of this person, or we want you to anoint their belly or their third eye or the crown of their head, depending on the person and what they're going through and what may be released in the session or activated, some level of awareness or consciousness that's being activated through the session or through the ceremony or the rite that we're performing.
And how did you discover this beautiful art of anointing?
Well, I was taking an essential oil workshop with a woman by the name of Valerie Warwood about 25 years ago, and Valerie is one of the world's leading aromatherapists. She's written many books, and she was passing around pure frankincense from Oman, and it was the first time I really smelled pure frankincense. And I had an experience where I left the classroom, my consciousness left the classroom, and I was seated at the foot of the cross, and I was watching Jesus be crucified, and I could see the disciples around me. It was very visceral, very real. I could smell the smells of the desert. And when I came back into an awareness of being in the classroom, the first thing I said to the woman who was seated next to me and staring at me was, I want to do anointing work. And she looked at me and she said, what is that? And I said, I have no idea. And I wasn't even sure why I said it. But I bought some frankincense and I started using it in my meditation. I would anoint my third eye and I would inhale it before my meditations. And I started having these visions of myself back in Egypt during the Temple of the Priestess, the Temple of Dendara, a couple of thousand years ago. And they showed me this work. And that's pretty much how it started for me.
And when you talk about Egypt, it goes back in history, right? And I love, by the way, the cover of Ali's book is blue with Egyptian art. And it's a beautiful cover, by the way. So, but you say this anointing does go back in history to the Egyptians.
Yes, it does. It goes back thousands of years. And the actual anointing ceremony that I do is based on that ancient Egyptian work. And a lot of the modern-day Christian sacraments are based on those old rituals that they did in the temples thousands of years ago.
Wow. So how did you come up, what did you want people to know about when you wrote this book?
Well, what I experienced through my work of doing the anointing is that people have profound awakenings to their own divine selves or connections to their God or their great spirit or Allah or whatever you want to call that great source that exists within all of us. And the anointing really helps bring self-awareness of that. And I watched so many dramatic transformations in people that I recognize this is an incredible tool that we can all use to help awaken a remembrance of who we really are as these divine beings having a human experience.
Absolutely. When you mentioned that, I think sometimes a lot of people feel a bit overwhelmed. And sometimes we need this, it's like a loving hand, a loving instrument, don't you think, to help us clear our thoughts and lift our spirit. And definitely, I guess, through anointing with the pure essential oils, this is truly a natural healing.
Absolutely. They're actually doing some pretty fascinating research these days on some of the essential oils, with particularly frankincense, and they found that it does indeed have psychoactive properties, which means that it can change and alter a person's consciousness. And that was why frankincense was used in the churches, and in some churches still is. The actual resin is burned as an incense to help bring in an energy or a clearing, so that when people come into a church, they immediately are transported into another state of awareness so that they can deepen their connection to God.
That is beautiful. I love that. You know, I want to give out the numbers, Ellie, so our listeners can call in with their questions, because I'm sure they would like to ask you questions or, of course, great, receive angel messages. So let me give out those numbers. It's toll-free 1-888-815-9756 and 530-327-7602 and 530-776-5185. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will be receiving your calls. Thank you.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres, every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1, here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello there, this is your host Linda Torres, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us at bbsradio.com. And our special guest tonight is Ellie Stillman, who is a professionally renowned alchemist, and she specializes in anointing ceremony. She's talking about the sacred art of anointing. And we have a caller, so hello, Anita? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Is this Anita?
Yeah, it is her.
Hi, Anita. What's your question tonight?
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Okay.
So I have a question, like, do you have a message for me by angels, coming from angels?
I could give you a message from the angels, of course.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
Okay.
And I want to get her website again by the essential oils.
Yes, you're listening to The Essential Oils with Ellie. So let me give you just your message right away. There's an Archangel Raziel. Archangel Raziel is the Archangel of bringing esoteric information and symbols to you. And this Archangel is working with you to give you much more understanding and guidance of spiritual truths. You are opening a lot to spirituality now, Anita, and this Archangel is helping you very much. There's what I'm seeing is a very violet, very intense violet light around you. And this is typical of Archangel Raziel. He wants you to know that he's taking care of you at this time where sometimes you don't understand a lot of things going on, but you will understand in a short period of time. There's a lot of things changing in your life right now, and that is a bit confusing. But let me tell you, you have Archangel Raziel with you, and we have Archangel Michael. And Michael is saying, you know, that you're safe, that he's protecting you against any lower energies and guiding you and your home and your loved ones. So you need to feel safe about that, Anita.
Oh, okay.
So let's ask Allie if she can recommend any kind of essential oil to Anita.
Yes, the first oil I am hearing to tell you about is lavender. And lavender is a very easy essential oil to find out in the health food stores. It's a very affordable essential oil. And it has a real strong resonance with the angelic realm, and it's a very strong protective oil.
Okay.
Yes, I know that lavender is very protective, and it has the resonance with this violet ray.
Yes.
Doesn't it, Ellie?
Yes, it does. Exactly right.
So Archangel Michael also works with that color, Anita. So if there's a lot of changes in your life right now, you need to be calm and try to find peace. And I think you will find peace with the essential oils. Do you ever use those?
No, I never use it. It'll be my first time using it.
Your time? Well, you'll feel
definitely
wonderful.
It won't be your last time, Anita.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely try it.
Okay, Anita. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
All right. What's our website? You know, website again?
I'll give Allie's website is, say that again, Allie, because I just lost it. It's
RomancingTheDivine.com, and that's D-I-V-I-N-E, Romancing the Divine.
All right. I'll definitely check that out then. Thank you.
Thank you,
Anita. God bless you.
All right, bye. All right, same to you.
Good night. So while another caller comes in, we can keep on talking about this interesting topic. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us, and our special guest is Allie Stillman, and she is talking about the anointing ceremony. So, Allie, I know that you explained probably all of this wonderful knowledge in your book, but what would you recommend, like for love and abundance, prosperity, what oils are good for that?
Well, let's just talk about love first of all. Mm-hmm. Love, when you want to invoke more love in your life, the number one oil for that is the rose essential oil. Mm-hmm. Rose happens to be the symbol of love and has been for thousands of years. It's the base of many perfumes, and it does enhance the ability to feel more love in our hearts when we use it. And we can take a few drops of rose essential oil, and we can massage it onto our hearts, and we can inhale it. And you'll notice a softening start to happen in the body where you just start to let go and feel more relaxed and more open. And there are a couple of other oils that you can also use in combination with rose, one of which is geranium, which is a fairly common essential oil. And that really helps soften the heart, open the heart. It helps to heal grief in the heart. It's a wonderful oil in combination with rose. And then I also like jasmine as well for invoking more love in one's life. And you can mix a combination of those three together, just a couple drops each. And you can even mix it in a little bit of almond oil so that you make it go a little bit further and then massage it well into the heart. You can use it on your shoulders. And you can anoint yourself daily with that combination of oils. And you'll notice that you'll feel more loving in your life. And when you feel more love, that's when you start to invite it and magnetize it into you.
I love that. I love roses. I love rose, and I love roses since I was very young. And I have used rose oil, definitely. It does. I know it has such a high frequency, because I read about that. That
yes, it does.
The oil has one of the highest frequencies, which is wonderful, because the nose, one of our senses, it just goes directly to the center of your brain. And it just helps with so many emotions at the same time. And I just enjoy it. When you talk about the rose, I enjoy it so much. I love roses. And definitely it's the symbol of love, like you were saying.
So yes,
and in the combination with geranium and jasmine, does it give it the same effect?
Oh, yes. They enhance each other. They work very well symbiotically together.
Okay.
Yes. And then for abundance, traditionally, frankincense, ginger, patchouli have all been well worth their weight in gold and have been used quite frequently to enhance a bigger, more abundant feeling in our lives. And again, I'm a believer that whatever you're feeling is what you attract to you. And so if you feel big and flush and abundant and prosperous, then that's what you're going to start to attract more towards you. And I've used that combination of oils for years now, and I've anointed my wallet, my checkbook, my telephone, my home with those oils, as well as some of the lower chakras, the base of the spine, the solar plexus, the palms of the hands, all the areas where you empower creativity and abundance and prosperity and earthly needs, the physicality. So those are areas that you would anoint with those oils to enhance prosperity and abundance in your life.
I love that. That's a great idea to anoint everything around your home and your wallet. Mostly.
Bless it all.
That is a great blessing. Thank you, Ellie, for telling us
You're
that.
You're welcome.
So then, do you think that our listeners, could they apply the essential oils, like you're saying? Could they use it, or do they have to go to someone to do it, like someone like you who's a professional in doing this?
Well, I actually have an abundance blend and a love blend on my website for sale that I've already blended and mixed and have been using for years and years. So I have them available on my website, Romancing the Divine. Or I also have the formulas for those things in my book, The Sacred Art of Anointing, as well. So if people wanted to get the formulas and mix them themselves, they could easily get that from my book, which is also available on Amazon.
Okay, so they can purchase your book at Amazon.com?
Yes.
Or through your website?
Yes.
Okay, RomancingTheDivine.com.
Yeah.
And so going back to, I know that you're doing the sacred anointing ceremonies. You perform other ceremonies, don't you, Ellie?
I do. I also perform wedding ceremonies, and I do baby blessings, and I've helped a number of different people pass from their bodies, done last rites on people, and I've done group ceremonies where people come together, like women's groups or different organizations, and I'll go and I'll anoint people in gatherings like that. So I've done all different kinds of anointings.
That sounds very, very, it seems that there's such a great connection with the divine, with God, with spirit when you do this. Definitely.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to say one other thing too, since this is a program about angels, that the angels really love the essential oils. They love it when we use them on ourselves and our loved ones, because it takes us out of our heads and it takes us more into the emotional, the heart, the more the sensory part of ourselves. And I've always found that when I'm out of my head and thinking, that my connection to the angels is much more clear.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when I use my rose oil, which I love, it's such a healing, Ellie. It's really, I feel that healing all over my body, but it seems it also, you know, uplifts, it puts you in a different mood. You're, like you're saying, you attract exactly what you need because you're in that balance, you know, your body and your mind and, your emotions are in a state of balance. And you attract exactly what is, if you need the love, like you're saying, or you need the abundance, it's just wonderful.
Absolutely. And
my other question, I know, do you use prayer when you do this?
Yes. I believe that one of the biggest components of what makes anointing so sacred is the intention behind it and the invocations that you make where you invite the divine, the angels, the masters, the guides, God, if you will, whatever it is that you most yes. resonate with. When you invite that in and you allow that energy to come into the oils, it magnifies the power and the presence of the oils during the anointing session, and it also gives it so much more energy because the oils, if they're distilled with integrity, they're still alive and they really are receptive to intention, what you put into them, and it gets magnified by the oils.
By the oils, yes, it is. It does magnify. And before we keep on with this wonderful conversation, you're listening to Angels Are Near Us. And let me give out the toll-free number so you can call in with your questions for Allie or your angel message. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. Line number 1 is 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. You can call in for your messages or to ask any questions to Allie Stillman, was talking about the sacred art of anointing. So, Allie, we were talking about how to apply these and how to apply the essential oils. Besides all the properties that you've talked about, what would people benefit? Because, you know, a lot of people don't know the essential oils, but you've talked about some of the benefits. How would they have more benefits in using essential oils, and how is it easier to buy them, to order them through your website? How can they get these?
Well, I think that if somebody were just starting out and had never used essential oils before, a great place to start is with a book and get a little bit of the education behind you. My book is a good place to start, or you could get Valerie Warwood's book, would be a good beginner's basic understanding of essential oils. And start with a few basic oils like lavender, rosemary, geranium, rose, and read about the properties and understand how they work and how they affect us before you start to use them, because essential oils are very, very strong and very potent. And a lot of the oils, with the exception of lavender oil, need to be diluted before you use them on the skin. So there are a few cautions you need to understand about essential oils, and a great book would be a great place to start.
That's a wonderful thing that you mentioned that, because, yes, a lot of people don't know if you have to dilute it or not. And you're only supposed to use it on the skin, right? You don't ingest them.
Well, we don't ingest anything in this country without a doctor's written
without permit. A doctor for you, exactly.
But in Europe, they ingest them and they inject them and they use them in hospitals, and they're used like medicine in Europe, but we don't have that privilege here. So you would use them diluted on the skin. The only oil that I would recommend using undiluted on the skin would be lavender. It's a universal oil, and it can be used in almost any situation, and it's an incredible first aid tool. But as we were talking earlier, it also has incredible relaxation properties to it. And so from an emotional point of view, it really helps the body relax, takes you into a state of peace and calming and clear connection to source.
So would you use lavender for meditation?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I just did a wonderful talk at a recovery home for abused women and women in recovery in deep in crises. And a lot of the women were really going through it. And the first thing I did was pour some lavender into the palms of their hands and ask them to rub it on the back of their necks and massage it in really well. And I talked for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then I went around the room to see how everyone was doing. And I watched all these smiles start to come on these women's faces and laughter, and they became much more engaged and present and removed from the stress and the crises that they were going through. It was really quite remarkable.
It is incredible. And what you're saying, you're doing wonderful work. And again, let me mention, the book is The Sacred Art of Anointing, and you can purchase it at Amazon.com or at Allie Stillman's website, which is RomancingTheDivine.com. Divine is with two I's, D-I-V-I-N-E. And again, let me give out the numbers. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBS Radio. And the number toll-free is 1-888-815-9756 and 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185. We're going to take a 90-second break, and we will be right back again with Angels Are Near Us.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
No, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan and friends. And, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But of course, we got to get the right directions. So we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Okay, I'm ready. Go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?
Please join us every Saturday morning for Temple of Health Radio Show, brought to you by Plastikos and Millennium Healthcare. Our holistic medical practices in Atlanta are committed to community education. Our shows bring you national authors on topics of health alternatives, new scientific breakthroughs, and spiritual medicine.
Hello, everyone. We are back. This is Linda Torres, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us on BBSRadio.com. We're here with our special guest, Allie Stillman, who's talking about the sacred art of anointing. And we have a caller, Deborah. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Deborah. What's your question tonight?
I had a dream, and in this dream I was told by a famous medium in the dream that I had a question, and the question was for him to, he said, to ask Lexi. So I'm thinking Lexi is an angel. I wanted to know if that's possible and if she is, what's she here to guide me on, if she's my angel at this time?
Well, I'm not getting any message from Lexi right now. It could be your personal guardian angel. You know, we all have our guardian angels. And mm-hmm. our relationship with our guardian angel is very intimate. So it could be your guardian angel. It's something that you need to ask her and just, you know, say, are you my guardian angel? And she will answer you definitely in a dream, or if you write it down, she will give you guidance definitely. What I'm getting right now is you have a connection also with Archangel Haniel.
Can you spell that, please?
I'm looking at the archangels right now. It's Archangel Haniel. That's H-A-N-I-E-L. Okay. And Haniel says that she wants you to notice how the moon affects your energy. Haniel works with the moon cycles. So she wants you to look at, you know, when we have full moons or we have new moons, mm-hmm. There's a lot of energy that comes through that, and it affects you in certain ways, but in good ways for you. So she just wants you to keep an eye on that. And I also have Archangel Raphael, and Raphael says that sometimes you forget to breathe during the day. You know, you need to take deep
that
breaths.
That is so true.
And, you know,
that is so true.
I love when he comes out because he usually says, you know, just remind her to breathe, remind her to breathe. So, Deborah, do that. You know, Archangel Raphael is the physician of God, and he will help you do that. So I'm going to ask Allie to see if she has any essential oil she can recommend to you.
Okay.
Hi, Deborah. I'm getting blue chamomile for you.
Chamomile?
Blue chamomile.
Blue, okay.
Yeah. Have you ever used essential oils before?
I have had some before, yes. Uh-huh.
Great. See if you can't get some blue chamomile. You could even mix it in with a little lavender, and I would apply it to the back of your neck and the crown of your head, and then take a couple drops and massage them into the palms of your hands and cup your hands over your nose and inhale really deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that'll really help open the channel to connect to Lexi.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Well, I know I have a north, south, east, and west angel, and I had the name of one at one time when I asked her for in the dream. Ariel was one of them. And I
Ariel.
Just can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, Ariel is.
But I don't know the other names.
Ariel is a wonderful archangel. Ariel also worked with Archangel Michael. So, absolutely, you know, you can always contact them, and they want you to be in connection with them because you are opening a lot to that, Deborah. So,
yes.
Just remember to breathe, and definitely, Ariel and Lexi will be in connection with you, and don't forget to use your essential oil.
Okay. I will. I'll remember. Thank you so much.
Okay, Deborah. Thank you for calling. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I think we have another caller. Michael?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, Michael. What's your question? Yes, I could hear you. What's your question tonight?
I'm open for whatever suggestion the angels want to give me, and I have a question about essential oils.
Perfect. So let me see. Okay, first of all, I have Archangel Metatron, and Archangel Metatron is the archangel who works with our chakras and wants to let you know that he wants you to clear your chakras or to work with your chakras, some kind of energy healing that you can do with someone. Maybe like Reiki healing would be wonderful for you. And also, I have one of your guardian angels is coming up. It's a female energy that I'm feeling, and there's a lot of blessings of abundance coming to you. So I think that as you work with your chakras and the clearing energy, you will start attracting all the abundance and prosperity that you need right now in your life.
That's kind of what I was headed towards with that question, but I want to see what they said. That's interesting.
That is very interesting, and that's what was coming through.
Okay.
Allie, would you like to recommend something for Michael? Because he just needs this clearing and cleansing. I don't know what you feel.
The first thing I heard was frankincense, and then even louder than that was cedar wood. And I get this vision of you using cedar wood and frankincense together and massaging it onto your solar plexus and the base of your spine and then inhaling it.
Huh. So I'm a first-time thing. I don't think I'm going to buy another book to read, so I just buy some essential oils and mix the two like a little potion, or mix, or do them separately and mix, and what you said?
So what I would do is I would get some frankincense, a small bottle of frankincense and a small bottle of cedar wood, and I would take about 2 drops of each in the palm of your hand, mix it together with your fingers, and then massage that oil into the solar plexus, which is right above your navel, and the base of your spine. And then I would take your palms and rub them together, and then cup them over your nose and inhale deeply. And I would do that at least once a day.
That's what I was going to ask you, at least once a day. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
thank
I think
you.
That will help you. That will help you a lot, Michael.
Well, I enjoy the show. Thank you very much. That was very helpful.
Thank you for calling in. God bless you. Okay. So those numbers again. Toll free is 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602. So while another caller calls in. Allie, you were going to tell me more about, we were talking about the rites of passage. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was being prompted to want to talk a little bit about the process of death and assisting people in passing, because in my own circle and the circle of my loved ones, a lot of people are leaving the planet right now. And I know that we're all starting to experience that. And in the many people that I have assisted in leaving their bodies, I've found that using essential oils on them is a really powerful way to help prepare them for leaving their bodies and letting go and the surrender that happens through that process. And one of the most powerful essential oils for that is frankincense. And then again, also a little bit of lavender to help the body relax, help the central nervous system relax. You can massage the lavender on the spine. And then you can take frankincense, and anoint the crown of the head, the third eye, that space between the brows, the heart, the palms of the hands, and the soles of the feet. And then you always want to allow that person to smell the frankincense. And there's something so ancient and so familiar about frankincense because it's been used in last rites for thousands and thousands of years, and our souls have this memory of it. There have been many people that I've assisted that haven't even been exposed to essential oils, and the moment they smell the frankincense, you can watch the body relax. You can watch the exhale get bigger and deeper and that surrender start to occur in the body. And always people have this feeling of, oh, I remember this. I remember this smell. I remember this feeling. It's a really incredible thing to witness.
Absolutely. Well, I remember growing up, the last rites were commonly were used by, in the Catholic Church, by the priests. And, I remember seeing one of my relatives where the priest came in and did, you know, his ceremony, and I kind of understood what it was. But yes, I remember that smell in some way, and when I smell it, it just, you know, reminds me of that time in my life. So you're right, because frankincense is such an ancient oil, isn't it?
Oh, it's most powerful. It's just, I can't even begin to say enough about frankincense. And really exciting news about frankincense, too. They just released a study in Europe. They've been working with frankincense, and they've discovered that there are components in the frankincense essential oil that actually have the ability to reverse the DNA of cancer cells and turn them into healthy cells.
Really?
Yeah. That's really an exciting thing that's just happened just this year.
That is very, very exciting. So everyone has to start using frankincense, definitely.
Well, I've known, I've had quite a few experiences of its ability to shrink cysts and fibroids, and now I'm seeing that they're actually starting to inject frankincense into tumors, and they're having dramatic results with it. As I said, it can reverse the DNA of cancer cells. So that's pretty dramatic information that's just been released this year about frankincense.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. And how about, I was going to ask you about patchouli. I've heard of patchouli a lot, too.
I love patchouli oil. That's actually, patchouli was the first oil that I ever experienced. I was 18 and went backpacking through Central America, and I picked up patchouli oil at the health food store, and I traveled with it for 4 months and fell in love with patchouli back in the days. This was many, many years ago. We won't say how many, but many, many years ago.
Many.
And it's a very sensual oil. It's a very grounding oil. It's been used as an aphrodisiac for a long, long time, and it's one of the few oils that ages really well. So not all essential oils will age. Frankincense, patchouli, myrrh, a few of the others will age very well, and patchouli ages particularly well. It gets better with time, and it has a real spicy, woody, resinous smell to it, very earthy smell to it.
Yes, I remember that spicy smell. Well, I grew up in Mexico some of my years when I was living there. I remember smelling patchouli, and you know, a lot of healers use it there sometimes, and when I would smell it, it was so strong at that time. But you know, when I start smelling it again when I was older, again, you know, the memories come back, but it is very spicy. I like it. I don't use it that much because it is so spicy. I really prefer the rose or the jasmine. But patchouli has such a very special, special smell. It's a special scent.
Yes, it does. And it blends beautifully with some of the other oils. It blends really nicely with cedarwood. We were just talking about cedarwood. And it blends very nicely with frankincense.
Right.
And you can even use some of the flowers like ylang ylang and jasmine blend really well with patchouli as well. But it's a really good grounding oil. It really brings you into your physicality. And when we spend a lot of time playing with the angels in the angelic realm, sometimes it's nice to have a grounding oil to bring us back into our body so that we can cook dinner and pay the bills and drive a car.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always want to be around the rose and the the jasmine, but of course I'm always floating around with the angels.
Yes, right. Me too.
We have to come back and be grounded. Thank you for
sometimes
for reminding us that. Yes, we are living in human bodies, so we need to take care of them as well. So, Ellie, I want to thank you so much for being here with us. Please give out your information again so people can contact you and where they can get the book.
Thank you, Linda.
The Sacred Art of Anointing.
The Sacred Art of Anointing is my book, and it's available on my website, which is romancingthedivine.com, and it's also available on Amazon. And I also have essential oils available on my website, Romancing the Divine, and workshop, current events. And I'm also on Facebook, Romancing the Divine, and I always am writing and blogging and putting as many
information
studies out on Facebook. So that stays real current with new tests and studies and research and things like that. So I'm trying to educate people as much as possible about anointing and essential oils and aromatherapy.
Well, thank you, Ellie. This is very, very interesting. It's wonderful that you're doing this work. You know, so you have such a wonderful energy of grace, and I could feel also your connection to spirit and to God. So thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing all this knowledge.
Thank you so much for having me, Linda.
You're welcome. And I just want to thank all our listeners and for those who called in. My website is angelsarenearus.com. If you would like an angel reading or any questions, just you can also contact me by phone, which is 503-807-0896, and I will be happy to answer you. And until next time, remember to use essential oils. They're wonderful. As Ellie was saying, it brings us back to that natural state of balance, of health, and that wonderful connection with God and the angels. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Until next time, may God bless you, and may the angels protect you always. Good night.